Welcome to Living a Simple Life with a Back Porch View. Thanks for stopping by. Grab a glass of lemonade, pull up a rocker, and join me for conversations about living the simple life. Go ahead, get comfortable and settle in for a good visit. It's time to relax and enjoy.
Heard about the time someone had the bright idea of importing hippos into South Louisiana. This happened back in 1910. The thought behind it was to use these mammoth beasts in part to help control water hyacinths, which were taking over our swamps. Unfortunately, a study was conducted and it was discovered that hippos don't really like the taste of water hyacinths. Considering hippos are vegetarians, turning them loose could have destroyed our ecosystem, crops, and become a major problem in many other ways. This may or may not have been the reason the idea was dropped, but fortunately for us who live in Louisiana, the hippos got to stay home. Whoever dreamed up this idea should have researched the reason we have a problem with water hyacinth in the first place. These were imported to the United States in 1884 at the Cotton Exchange Expo held in New Orleans. It didn't take long to find out these were invasive and caused a serious problem. They are now prohibited and it is illegal to possess one. How many times have you had a wonderful idea that you just knew would work? It's one thing to try implementing something such as a new recipe or knitting project. It's something entirely different to try a huge, costly endeavor and not do all of your research before you spend the first penny. I am so guilty of that. More than anything, I wanted to raise either Delaine Merino or Gulf Coast sheep. My way of thinking was raising a wool breed would be a perfect way to learn how to spin yarn and expand my love of fiber arts through weaving, knitting, and crochet. I had visions of gorgeous yarns and finished items dancing in my head. And that is until I figured out the cost of raising them. Now, I could probably get away with the Gulf Coast breed. However, with our extreme heat and humidity, having the Delaine Merino would have meant spending thousands of dollars building an air-conditioned barn. And that doesn't count the monthly electric bill I would have had to pay. Before you get too attached to your big idea, take time to sit down with a cup of tea and a few cookies and really think about how it will affect your future. First, you want to think about how much time and money you'll need to invest. In most cases, a simple life doesn't require a tremendous amount of financial output. You can start in little ways by getting your finances organized and working on eliminating a few of the unnecessary expenses. You can also eliminate eating out and start cooking more of your meals at home. You can start saving time by trimming down your schedule. And you can save both time and money by establishing a weekly or monthly family game night, which means A, you don't have to spend the time and gas money to go somewhere, and B, you can prepare a simple meal at home, then serve popcorn and Kool-Aid during the game. You may also want to think about how it will affect others, whether that is your family, your neighbors, the community you live in, or even your entire state and those around you. When you begin a new endeavor, you need to consider that no matter what you do, it will have an effect on your family to some degree. Learning a new handcraft, such as knitting, may be beneficial to them as they'll have plenty of scarves, hats, and mittens for the winter. However, if you choose to do something bigger, such as going to college to get a degree, it will affect them more deeply through less discretionary income, less time to spend together, and very possibly a major shift in routines. Some big ideas may affect your neighbors. I may love the idea of having sheep, but if they're anything like my cows, there is the potential for them to escape their pastures and invade my neighbors' yards and gardens. Several years ago, that actually happened, only it was my neighbor's sheep who came to visit and helped themselves to brunch in my wheat patch. Then I guess they decided their actions were a bit rude, so in exchange for their tender and delicious meal, began to mow my yard before we managed to herd them back home. I'm one of those neighbors who just laughed it off. The wheat patch was just a trial thing and wasn't doing well where it was. However, other neighbors may not be as, let's just say, appreciative of having their flower beds and lawn tended in this way. As for your community, you may love the idea of working with a committee to use a large vacant lot as a community garden. But just getting past zoning laws is difficult enough. But then you need to think years down the road. Will enough people use it? Will it be cared for and well maintained? What happens when the boards used for the raised beds begin to rot? Who will pay for the replacement boards? And as much as I hate to include this part, there is also the potential for theft when all those vegetables begin to ripen, or just malicious destruction, regardless of whether it's harvest time or not. Who will pay for security if it's needed? Another thing you seriously want to consider is follow through. What sounds great right now may be okay. You may actually enjoy doing it and fall in love with the results. But the question is, will you still love it next month or next year? The best way to figure this all out is to start small. Take your big idea and break it down into phases. Implement phase one. If you still love doing it next month or year and it hasn't become a time or cost prohibitive, add phase two. And keep adding phases until you find an acceptable balance between desire, time, and money. That way, if your idea tanks at phase one, you don't have as much invested as you would if you tried to do everything at once. Now, most of us don't plan on introducing hippos to our backyards, but even the best ideas may not be any more feasible than these massive hungry animals or than dealing with the invasiveness of water hyacinth. If your goal is to live a simple life, then settle in for an afternoon tea. Take the time to really think through your idea and determine if it will truly be beneficial, not only today, but years in the future as well. And if you decide to ship your idea to Africa to live with the hippos, then you really haven't lost anything. Instead, you just gained a pleasant hour or so with a cup of tea and a delicious plate of cookies with no water hyacinth in sight. If you want to learn more about living a simple life, just visit my website at www.thefarmwife.com. If you're enjoying listening to these podcasts, please consider supporting the show by clicking the support button in the show notes. When you do, you'll be helping me continue bringing you fun and helpful ideas for living the simple life you love. If you have questions or just want to stop in for a visit, you can do that through email at thevirtualporch@gmail.com. And be sure to subscribe. You don't want to miss a single conversation. I'll be sitting on the porch every Monday morning waiting for your visit. Thanks again for stopping in. I'll see you next week on Living a Simple Life with the Back Porch View. And while you're waiting for the next episode, grab that glass of refreshment, pull up a rocker, and sit back for a while. It's time to relax and enjoy. Thank you.